While some are praising Utah's new needle exchange program, which operates primarily in Salt Lake County, officials in other parts of the state are skeptical. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Every Monday and Thursday, Utah Harm Reduction Coalition erects a white tent in the grassy median outside the homeless shelter in Salt Lake City. From 2 to 4 in the afternoon, dozens of people line up to drop off used hypodermic needles and get a brown paper bag full of fresh needles, a tourniquet, alcohol swipes, some cotton, and a little metal pan for cooking heroin. A guy whose street name is Point is helping fill the paper bags.
Before these guys came, I know people that was, one needle would share with like 10 different people. They'd sit in a circle and share the same damn needle. I've seen people use bent needles, dirty needles, needles that they find in the garbage, everything else. So these guys are heaven sent.
In 2016, Utah lawmakers passed a bill that allowed nonprofit organizations to set up needle exchange programs in the state. The legislation, sponsored by Republican State Representative Steve Ellison, also requires the exchange programs offer resources and information on where to get tested and how to get help. Ellison says early data shows the program is accomplishing what the bill set out to do.
Gotten thousands of dirty needles off the street in exchange for new syringes that don't carry diseases.
But not everyone is so sure that it will be successful. Lieutenant Danielle Croyle with Ogden Police says providers are essentially handing out drug paraphernalia in addition to clean needles, which is illegal.
The needle exchange program is, the interpretation was, I think, through law enforcement, is an exchange of needles, not a complete kit to help you inject drugs.
Representative Ellison says the ancillary items like the cotton also help prevent disease transmission. He's working to clarify what is legally permissible to include in the kit. Whitney Evans, KUER News.